The latest Fast and Furious sequel, F9, has just had the best weekend box office of any film since 2019. Does that mean audiences are ready to go back to movie theaters? Well, NPR's Bob Mondello says it's certainly encouraging.
The last film to make more than $70 million in North America in a single weekend was Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
That was two Christmases ago. Vin Diesel's F9 has now raced not just to the biggest opening of the pandemic, but to numbers that would have been respectable pre-pandemic. It's also playing to extremely diverse audiences, and it's not even running at full throttle.
Crank it all the way up!
They can't. Theaters in six states are required to operate at reduced capacity, and many Canadian cinemas are still closed. That said, audiences definitely came out to see F9 this weekend, just as they have overseas since it opened in China a month ago. F9's worldwide total is now over $400 million, and happily for the film industry, the Fast and Furious ninth quell isn't alone. Also doing substantial business are three other sequels.
There are people out there, people worth saving.
A Quiet Place Part 2, also Disney's Cruella.
I'm just getting started, darling.
And the latest in the Conjuring series.
I think I hurt someone.
Together, those four films have taken in just shy of $1 billion worldwide in 1 month. Great news, until you consider that during summer blockbuster season in a normal year, the numbers would be roughly twice that. If the film industry isn't operating on all cylinders just yet, COVID-related skittishness is only one reason. For the last 16 months, film studios have been encouraging patrons to look for even their biggest blockbusters on streaming services. Breaking audiences of that habit may prove tricky. So far, films that have opened only in theaters have tended to do best. Will that last? Well, we should get an indication soon. The top four films this week opened exclusively in theaters. Next week, though, Black Widow is arriving simultaneously in theaters and on Disney+.
Here's what's going to happen.
It's a Marvel first that has industry watchers intrigued.
Natasha, don't slouch.
I'm not slouching.
Will the film slump at the box office if it's available at home?
Listen to your mother.
Oh my God, this...
Most films that have gone that route have more than just slouch.
All right, enough, all of you.
Stay tuned. I'm Bob Mondello.